Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, July 14th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. The European Central Bank approved an investigation phase on a digital euro that would complement cash. The phase will last 24 months and focus on design and distribution aspects of a potential digital currency. The bank said early experiments show that digital euro core infrastructure would use negligible power compared to crypto assets. Starting July 22nd, the Reserve Bank of India will indefinitely bar MasterCard from issuing new credit, debit, and prepaid cards to customers in the country, citing failure to store all Indian transaction data within servers in the country. The order will not impact existing customers. American Express and Diners Club faced similar restrictions earlier this year for the same reasons. Ransomware operation Reval's infrastructure and websites went offline Tuesday night. The operation uses a number of both clear web and dark web sites for negotiations, ransomware data leaks, and backend infrastructure. The Tor Project's Al Smith told Bleeping Computer that the error generally means that the Onion site is offline or disabled. The decoder.re clear website is also no longer resolvable by DNS queries. The health-focused brand Amazfit announced the $150 PowerBuds Pro, available for pre-order on July 15th. In addition to active noise cancellation, the wireless earbuds will also use an accelerometer to detect the sitting angle of the cervical spine to improve posture, automatically detect running for fitness tracking, includes a heart rate sensor, and offers 9 hours of battery life. Apple launched the $99 MagSafe battery pack, providing 5 watts wireless charging to iPhone 12 series devices. Unlike the iPhone 11 battery case, the MagSafe battery pack doesn't include a physical camera shortcut button. Netflix introduced a new top 10 row for age-restricted profiles across 93 countries, available on TV, mobile, and web apps, although not Apple TV at launch. The company will also launch a bi-weekly kids recap email on July 16th, which will include content recommendations and show how to use new kids profile features. Twitter began rolling out the ability to change who can reply to a tweet after posting it. The company previously rolled out the ability to limit who could reply to tweets back in August, but initially this could only be specified when originally posting. An update to Microsoft's 365 roadmap shows that the walkie-talkie feature for Teams is coming to third-party Teams Office phones in September. The feature is currently available on the Teams Android app, providing instant push-to-talk communication. Mozilla released a privacy-focused update in Firefox 90 that lets you use Facebook to log into websites in private browsing or strict mode. Firefox uses SmartBlock 2.0, the new version of the third-party tracking blocker introduced in Firefox 87, which cleans up web pages that are broken by Firefox's content protections and replaces tracking scripts with stand-ins so sites can render normally. Facebook Groups now allows administrators to designate members as group experts. These users will receive a badge next to their name and be able to host Q&A sessions. Facebook is also testing letting users in groups designate if they are knowledgeable about specific areas in fitness and gaming, which admins can then search for when designating group experts. Instagram launched a security checkup tool to help people secure accounts after hacking attempts. The tool will show recent login activity, review profile information, and let users change account recovery info, but doesn't currently recommend adding two-factor authentication. Apple received a patent for a periscope lens it calls a folded camera that uses two prisms to increase the focal length of a camera lens without increasing device thickness. Last year, a note from Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo claimed the company would add a periscope lens to 2022 iPhone models. Samsung, Oppo, and Huawei currently offer phones using similar lenses. Discord intends to acquire the AI startup Centropy, which provides software to detect and remove online harassment. Discord plans to integrate Centropy into its existing moderation toolkit. Centropy already shut down its free consumer dashboard and will provide detect and defend services to enterprise customers through the end of September. And finally, Facebook confirmed Amazon acquired a team of over a dozen Facebook employees working on internet connectivity from low Earth orbit satellites. In 2019, Amazon confirmed it planned to invest $10 billion to launch 3,236 satellites into low Earth orbit by 2029 and received FCC approval to operate a satellite network in 2020. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.